Jake whirled from this in time to see the other potboy advancing on him with a butcher knife in one hand and a cleaver in the other. Jake grabbed another riser from the bag, but held his throw in spite of the voice in his head that was yammering for him to go on and do it, give the bastard what he'd once heard Margaret Eisenhart refer to as a deep haircut. This term had made the other sisters of the plate laugh hard, yet as much as he wanted to throw, he held his hand. What he saw was a young man whose skin was a pallid yellowish-gray under the brilliant kitchen lights. He looked both terrified and malnourished. Jake raised the plate in warning, and the young man stopped. It wasn't the riser he was looking at, however, but Oi, who stood between Jake's feet. The bumbler's fur was bushed out around his body, seeming to double his size, and his teeth were bared. "Do you—" Jake began, and then the door to the restaurant burst open. One of the low men rushed in. Jake threw the plate without hesitation. It moaned through the steamy, brilliant air and took off the intruder's head with gory precision just above the Adam's apple. The headless body bucked first to the left and then to the right, like a stage comic accepting a round of applause with a whimsical move, and then collapsed. Jake had another plate in each hand almost immediately, his arms once more crossed over his chest in the position Cy Eisenhart called the load. He looked at the washerboy, who was still holding the knife and the cleaver. Without much threat, however, Jake thought. He tried again, and this time got the whole question out. "Do you speak English?" "Yar," the boy said. He dropped the cleaver so he could hold one water-reddened thumb and its matching forefinger about a quarter of an inch apart. "About just a little. I learned since I come over here." He opened his other hand, and the knife joined the cleaver on the kitchen floor. "Do you come from Midworld?" Jake asked. "You do, don't you?"